5B. This is the Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy in the morning filling in the afternoon all this weekend. We hope you're having a very, very spirited afternoon after all the things that are happening in this wonderful government that we are watching fall apart.
We're monitoring the progress or lack of it.
And of course, we started our little bedtime for democracy story earlier, and we are continuing here. We've got just a wonderful piece here. This is from Jared Moskowitz, who's a representative, and he put it all on one card, everything he wanted to say on just one card. It was the three emojis.
Oh, yes,
the three emojis. The fist, the flag, and the flame.
Okay. Let's get to that in just a second. Let me just remind everybody that what the phone number is, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We have Mark on the line. We'll get to Mark in just a second, but go continue with the emoji thing. I think this is kind of interesting.
This is a fun game that they played at the hearing.
A game.
Well, you'll understand. He had a card and he had these three emojis on it.
Right.
And this is cut 232. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Jared.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's always good, like when we have something that's bipartisan, to point it out because it happens so little around here anymore. But rather than giving like a really big, long speech, I feel like I could just use this, and this will tell you that I think it's good, right? So like that's a fist, American flag, fire. So I'll just, from now on, when we do things where, like, we agree, I'll just hold this up rather than giving, like, a really big, long speech. So job well done, guys.
Would the gentleman yield?
Oh, sure, I'll yield.
But I'm not sure everybody recognizes the reference there. Would you explain where that comes from?
Yeah, so this is how we, when we're in, like, a chat with friends, right, where we're, like, having a casual chat about, like, where we're dropping missiles.
Are you talking about a public chat room?
Yeah. But, like, and with friends, and we're just, like, you know, hamming about who we're going to bomb and all of that. But we agree. We fist American flag fire. So I'm holding this up. I think we could just keep the committee shorter if, like, when we agree, we just hold this up.
No, I think you're supposed to have the flexed arm instead of the fist.
No, it was just it was just the fist. What signal chat are you in?
But that's it.
Oh boy,
that's great stuff, isn't it? That's Jamie Raskin playing off of Jared's little card there with the emojis on it.
Nice, very
nice. You gotta add some levity to this whole thing, you know. Yeah. I mean, as serious as it is, and you know, the administration not going to do a damn thing about it. They love these people that they put in place. They can't be wrong. Their choices are perfect, right? Now, Josh Hawley was interviewed, and we'll get to that in just a moment, but I think we first should get to Dick. Is that right?
Actually, it's Mark.
Oh, it's Mark.
On the line from Prairie du Sac this afternoon. Good afternoon, Mark. Go ahead with your call.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, I get a little tired of Pete Hegseth acting like the Biden administration didn't take any action at all against the Houthis, because I actually went back and looked it up, and I saw a whole year's worth of airstrikes and missile strikes and drone strikes against the Houthis during 2024. I mean, he's acting like we didn't take any action against them at all during the Biden administration, and we certainly did. I mean, the people don't remember this stuff. He can, mull this stuff up there to give, you know, Trump all this credit for all this stuff. But this SOB screwed up. Somebody should have noticed that other name sitting on there. And actually having somebody in Moscow actually in on this conversation.
Yes.
For God's sakes, unless the guy is working out of the embassy, you know, where there may be a secure line going in and out. But to go after something that's not really hardened, we don't, and because on this single chat or whatever the heck it is, apparently the stuff, information goes away after a certain period of time. How many other times did this happen where somebody was included on these text messages or whatever the heck, these messages, and shouldn't have been, because that information is now gone?
It is.
Exactly. It is. Yeah.
I think it's a really good point about the The work that was done prior in the Biden administration, that was a very important time. So let's get to Josh Hawley's response. He was asked about this, okay. and his response is classic stuff. Let's listen. It's cut 226.
Listen, I mean, we don't know how much of this is accurate or not, but it looks like even if everything the Atlantic reported is true, it's the president's advisors discussing among themselves options they might recommend to the president. And nobody can deny the success of what the president is doing here, which is what Pete Hegseth just underscored. And this is what the leftist media is reduced to. They can't argue with the policies, which the American people support. They can't argue with this new demonstration of American strength that is keeping Americans safe at home and abroad. Now we're griping about who's on a text message and who's not. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, come on. Just ignore this whole thing that happened. How about this? This is very interesting, and this answers a lot of questions. The part that people are missing is that they're doing official communications on Signal to avoid those communications being retained. They're in Project 2025 training videos that specifically recommended this type of thing as a way to avoid subpoenas. Our government is using third-party software to and top secret levels of communication in avenues that do not retain data. They can stage a total takeover of the U.S. government, and there will be no evidence through any official channels that they did this.
Well, that puts a whole different spin on it, doesn't it?
Kind of a huge spin, right?
So they're purposely using this. Yes. Because the messages disappear.
You're right. They have a time limit on these messages, so everything disappears. And this was planned in Project 2025, which we talked ad nauseum about on this program.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Project 2025 rolling out.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with Jonathan Hansen. He's from the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee, and lots to talk about with some federal funding being cut from some of these hunger programs.
Right,
and
a hunger program
banks.
In Milwaukee and one right here in Madison. So,
We're going to be talking with, again, Jonathan Hansen. That's coming up. You can get on the line, and we'll get to more calls after the break. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young filling in for Maggie Dawn. On the Maggie Dawn Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.